The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
But I just want to put out a little show. This is for you, Big Fatty. This is your very own present from me, talking about one of the things you love the most, technology. Because we all know you're an expert with the cellular telephonic devices and the computers. So this was dedicated to Big Fatty, and I hope he enjoys it. And if this app works out, I'm going to be able to podcast more because I can do it on the go.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This was dedicated to Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2303 of the BFO for right? The 25th of November 2016, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Yo, we've got a special gift, Dad. It's an episode of The Gays!
Yes, Big Fatty!
And all was Big Fatty. What does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're marked for right. It's going well. Y'all, even if you don't agree with Big Fatty that Christmas starts November the 1st, it definitely starts the day after Thanksgiving. And y'all, why you're in awe is because, y'all, it's 1 month until Crema. And I am just in awe that the time has gone away. And another reason you're in awe today is because of our guest here on The Gays.
Now, Big Fatty, you know, time's running out. So if you'd like to go on over to my Amazon window, I didn't know you had one. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. It's full of nothing but cake of the month.
See y'all today, the 25th of November, y'all, we have a very special exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, it's been forever since we've heard him. It's true. Y'all, it is that terminally single Tim. Big Fatty, what about the baby's arm? Well, the baby's arm is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal also. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, if you, Big Fatty, I don't know how long I've known Terminally Single Tim, but y'all, he lives over there in the Hatlanta, and every year when Big Fatty goes to Hatlanta for Crema, and Big Fatty, you'll be there before you know it. I'm not even back yet, and I'll be back, I'll be over here again before I know it, but y'all, Terminally Single Tim always comes out and has the supper with us, and it's just lovely to spend time with him. Y'all, then on Sunday, the 27th, y'all, we have another special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, is that Drew Ray G? Yes, Big Fatty. and I don't know. I don't know where Drew Ray G is from. Big Fatty, that's because you don't remember shit. I'm surprised you remember where Terminally Single Tim was from. I know. But anyway, y'all, if you see Terminally Single Tim or Drew Ray G on the 20 or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Drew Ray G, Terminally Single Tim, and the baby's arm get a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy.
Jesse, you know, Poodle mentioned that she had a Amazon wish list. Big Fatty's a Big Fatty, you're a whore. You're just a whore. Well, why am I a whore, but you're not? Well, Big Fatty, because I'm precious and petite. Big Fatty! Ain't nobody gonna believe that.
That's probably true. And anyway, y'all, and remember, if you want to send Big Fatty a credit card, just send me an e-letter and I'll send you the villa address. Yes! Well, everyone, we have a very special guest here in the auxiliary studios over here at the Horror Hotel, y'all. It's half of the Chris O'Brien tag team, and y'all, today we've got a special little present for you today, y'all. It's O'Brien. Say hi, O'Brien.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, and Brian, and you know, a lot of people have you know, probably know more about Chris than they do about you, just because, you know, Jim from that comes to the Give Your Buddy a Hand weekends from up there in the New Jersey
Cuban Coffee Jim.
Yes, right. He's always, oh, Chris, and, you know, so everybody knows. But so we're going to introduce everybody to O'Brien today. So, yeah. Brian, tell us, just tell us a little bit about you, you know, whatever you think folks would like to hear.
Well, I'm from Virginia.
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to speak a little bit louder.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm from Virginia.
Okay.
Born and raised.
What part of Virginia now?
Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, okay. So yes. That's, wasn't Richmond burned or sometime during the, no, maybe that was Atlanta.
It probably needs to be burned.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So that's kind of in the middle of the state, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and that's the capital.
Correct.
Okay.
You're about halfway. You're in the middle of everything. You can get to D.C. in about an hour and get to the beach in about an hour.
Oh, okay. Is that something that you did
frequently,
regularly when
yes.
you lived there?
Yes.
Did you enjoy D.C. or the beach more?
Kind of a toss-up. Probably D.C. more.
Okay. Well, and where in D.C. would a young exploring fella like yourself hang out at?
90% of the time, I ended up at the Eagle.
Oh, with the Eagle. How about the Green Lantern? Did you ever go to the Green Lantern?
I frequented that. I would usually start at one and go to the other.
Okay. All right.
So.
And now, this is long before you met Chris, right?
Yes, but I'm pretty sure that our paths must have crossed at some point in time.
Okay.
Not that I remember.
Did he go to D.C. a lot?
Yeah. Jerry and Jeff and Jerry.
Oh, okay.
So he used to go visit them.
Okay, and I did not realize that.
And I actually lived in D.C. that in that time period where they were all up there either visiting and then they were living up there.
I did not realize that. So
the chances of us being in the same building at one point or another was probably very strong.
So you may have actually inappropriately touched each other before you ever met.
Correct.
Okay, well, we're going to go on that. We're going to go on that. Fantasy scenarios. So I know what that means. But all right. So then you officially met Chris when you moved to Myrtle Beach.
I was on vacation visiting my sister, and
okay.
I met him at a drunk night at Time Out.
A drunk night.
Yes.
Is that what it was called? Or he was just drunk that night?
Oh, we were both drunk.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We were both drunk, and I ended up going to his house, and it was happily ever after.
And as they say, that's all she wrote, okay? And now, you were on vacation,
mm-hmm.
and Time Out, y'all, for those of you who don't know, Time Out used to be the main bar there. And
it was pretty much the only bar for the longest time.
And it burned 10 years ago, 5 years
no,
ago?
No. Five or four.
Okay.
Years ago, it burned down.
And everybody was just taken aback when that happened.
Because it came on the news at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we all got text that said, look at the TV, turn on the TV, and timeout was burning.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
So, but anyway, so you, after the vacation, did you not go back to Virginia?
No, I went back, and then I came back 2 weeks later, and then Chris and I met up again, and it was kind of back and forth for about, I don't know, 3 months.
Oh, okay. So and he then, came up to see you, and you came to South.
Yeah, we were kind of dating-ish, long-term-ish for a little while, and then...
long-term is 3 months. I don't know if you caught that or not.
Did I say long-term?
Yes.
Well, I think in total it was... Hell, I don't remember what I say half the time.
I think in total... who you're talking to. I don't remember shit.
Well, good. Okay, so we're on the same page. But I think it was a total of 6 months that we were dating long distance.
Okay.
Until I moved down to the beach in February.
Okay. And what time frame was that? I'm not trying to get in your
business. I don't know. That's fine. I don't care.
People are
just
interested.
2011, end of 2011 into 2012.
Okay, so y'all have been together about five years.
We just hit 5 years.
Okay, and
it was August that we hit 5 years.
In August, yes. All right. And of those 5 years, about a year of it, a little more than a year of it, year and a half of it, has been over here at the Hara Hotel.
Yes. It's probably been, it's been a year exactly. September the 8th was a year that we've been here.
So. All right. So you're on year two now. And, you know, I think both of y'all were kind of looking for new paths and all as far as work life and
as to how tiring. We ended up here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you were tiring of Myrtle Beach, I think.
Yeah, I think we were, he had been there his whole life, so he hadn't really moved. I mean, but yeah, we were definitely both tired of the monotony of every day, and I was like, you know what, let's just completely shake it up and flip the house upside down.
And y'all, you know, that's not an easy thing to do, but, and Chris and Brian are in their 30s, we'll say. Brian's about 5 years younger than Chris?
Six years. I'm 32 and he's 38.
Okay. And you know, if you're going to do that, 30s is the time to do it, in my opinion. And so anyway, y'all came here. You've been here, as they call it, the plantation.
Yeah, it's true, the plantation.
And, you know, once you get here, you can never leave, so...
You can try, but...
You can try, but they'll find you.
Yeah.
Okay. And, but there have been some... It's been a learning experience. It's been quite a learning experience, I would guess.
Yeah-ish. I mean...
Because you live here also.
Yeah. Learning by having to deal with different kinds of people, yes.
Okay.
That would be the learning. Situationally, it's not really that, I guess, different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, you know, hospitality industry.
Right. So. And you were doing that kind of work.
Yeah, I was bartending, and I'd worked at a hotel before, and so it wasn't a massive change.
But. Okay. This is not your average hotel, though.
No.
No.
I wouldn't exactly say it was the average hotel.
Right, exactly. It has amenities that that the Baptist Church women's social aren't looking for their ladies' lunch.
It far exceeds the Marriott.
Far exceeds the Marriott in those, right.
In those regards of amenities.
Right. And now, Brian, you live here on property with Chris.
I do.
And speaking of the amenities, you've been coming here as a guest for 3-4 years?
2013. It was my first year here.
Okay. And
it was for SCCC.
That's the kind of the conference of horror groups in the Southeast.
Yes.
So.
And that was the first year that I had ever come. It was 2013, which was their last year here, I believe, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
But yes. So yeah, 3 years.
And
final answer.
It was. you've always had a good experience when you came here.
Yes,
it's always a fun place to come, and it's what you want it to be.
If you can make it whatever you. Chris and I always kind of say you can have as little or as much fun as you want, and sometimes and
depending on what your definition of fun is.
Yeah, and sometimes we've been here when we were the only people in the hotel, and I had the best time of my life just because I could just sit down and not have to worry about anything.
But generally, the people that you meet when you come here, most 98% of them are just nice people, don't you think?
Of course, like everybody's pretty easygoing at this place, so.
Okay.
For the most part.
Well, yeah, there are always exceptions. You're always going to have some. You know, like now, Brian, Big Fatty has an acquaintance coming here a week from today. A week from today, it'll be December the 2th, I think.
Oh,
or yes. Is that the 3rd? I don't remember. Anyway, first Friday in December, Daniel Bieber. And he's never been here, but he's heard me talk about the Hara Hotel for many, many years. Now, what advice would you give a first-timer coming here for two nights, the first weekend in December, to make it just a great weekend? Okay, great. Well, first of all, you're going to obviously encourage him to go over to the Capri Lounge.
Of course, because they have a hard time keeping in mixers.
Yes, they don't. They never have enough mixers over there.
So he might want to go get lubricated over there.
Right.
And then maybe dash over to the Edge for a little bit. And then after everybody's good and liquored up, they can... find themselves in a dark shadow somewhere.
Now, the pig pen will be open that weekend, I believe.
The pig pen is open every week.
Okay, well, and you can just let your hair down and not care about what anybody else is doing or thinking or anything like that, and just have a good time, right?
Exactly.
And you're thinking that you might actually be. By the way, Brian is the. Now, what is your title? Front desk manager, or
yes,
or I, you know, he's my reservation specialist, so that's what I know him.
I've got so many titles, but technically, yeah, on paper, I am the front desk manager.
Okay, and so Brian is one of the first faces that you'll see if he's working when you get here, and y'all, it's a nice first face to see. Because Brian's 33 and he's got a nice smile and has some fun piercings. And
if he gets here before 2, chances are I will be checking him in.
Okay. And, you know, he's got
I will seek him out.
Those bedroom eyes. He knows where you're staying, Daniel. So.
And I took your reservation.
Oh, well, yeah. He's been Facebook stalking you also. Brian, we're out of time. Well, can you believe that it went that quickly?
I cannot.
Actually. Okay. You just, he was all worried about the questions I was going to ask. But, Brian, thank you so much for being on the show. And, it's just one month till Christmas. You got anything special on your list?
We're going to Virginia.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
That's about it.
y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And Brian, thanks again.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Terminally Single Tim. And Terminally Single Tim, what did you think of today's little show?
This was dedicated to Big Fatty.
Well, no, Big Fatty wouldn't record a show for himself. That it makes Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.